Welcome to Grace for All, a daily devotional podcast produced by the people of First United Methodist Church in Maryville, Tennessee. On behalf of our congregation, thank you for joining us today.
Seeking God. The scripture is Matthew 7, 7 and 8. Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you, for everyone who asks receives. He who seeks finds, and to him who knocks the door will be opened. My wife and I married nearly 48 years ago. Before that, I saw my daughter, age 6, every other weekend. My new wife had two daughters, age 13 and 8. My wife's job required her to work Saturdays. On those weekends when my daughter was with us, I struggled to be the right kind of dad. The 8-year-old expected me to be the regular dad she had every weekday and every other weekend. My own daughter expected me like I was when she had me all to herself. They both competed for my attention. Who gets to sit next to me in the pickup truck? Who gets to ride the horse first? And many other situations where I had to choose. I was really torn as to how to know what to do, what was right and fair. I sought God and needed an answer to my prayer. My experience has been that sometimes we sought answers to prayers, but we have not been patient or attentive enough to hear or see the answered prayers. We forget to heed the psalmist who wrote, "Be still and know that I am God," from Psalm 46:10. God's answer showed up in our local newspaper, the Daily Times. There was a short article about a new book, Living in Step, by Jeanette Lofus and Ruth Roosevelt. I obtained a copy of the book. It had a chapter on sibling rivalry. I didn't know there was such a thing. The authors pointed out how normal it was and that it becomes more dynamic in families where children of both parents are brought together. Amen to that. I grew up with three sisters, one 4 years older who read all the time, and two that were 5 and 6 years younger who played with each other. There was no sibling rivalry. So when we seek God, we need to be still and yet open to answers that might reveal themselves in different ways. Let us pray. Dear God, when we pray seeking you for answers, direction, comfort, or many other needs, help us to be patient and open to answers from friends, co-workers, our subconscious, our dreams, or other serendipitous events. Amen. This devotional was written and recorded by Emmett Rawls.
You've been listening to the Grace for All podcast, a ministry of First United Methodist Church in the beautiful foothills of the Great Smoky Mountains in Maryville, Tennessee. I'm Jonathan Jonas, the senior pastor, and I'm grateful that you've shared this time of devotion and prayer with us today. We hope you'll join us for the next episode, and we also welcome you to join us for worship this weekend, whether here in Maryville or by live stream, wherever you are. Grace for All is written, edited, and produced by the lay members of First United Methodist Church. To learn more about our congregation and its other ministries, please visit our website at firstchurch.org. That's the number 1, STCHURCH.ORG.